We're also in after-hours trading, tracking shares of EXPE, Expedia. And for that, we have Jared Blickery standing by with the latest earnings results. Jared.
That's right. We're getting a nice little pop here, 4% up in after-hours trading. And let me get to the numbers here. It's kind of mixed. Now, they had a huge beat on profits. Adjusted EPS coming in at $1.06 versus the estimates of 60 cents. So basically up about 40, 45% from that number. It was $2.64. It was a loss of $2.64 year over year. So coming back from those pandemic woes, revenue $2.28 billion versus $920 million a year ago. The estimate was for about the same, $2.29 billion. And when you break it down, retail revenue coming in a little bit shy of estimates, $1.73 billion. Estimate was for $1.84 billion. And then business-to-business revenue, here's where they had that big beat, $481 million. They beat by about $30 million there. And finally, Trivago revenue. That came in at $99 million versus $109.2 million expected, so about $10 million short just there. Here's another number where they fell just a little bit short. Gross bookings, $17.46, $17.46 billion. Hopefully it wasn't that low. It is in the billions. Estimate was for about $2 billion higher, $19.46 billion. Also, room stayed, that was up 74%, but the Wall Street was hoping for 97% improvement off of those disastrous numbers last year. Finally, adjusted EBITDA coming in at $479 million versus a loss of $160 million a year ago. The estimate for Wall Street was $390.2 million, so about an $80 million beat right there. Also, I have a note from Peter Kern. He is a vice chairman and CEO. He's saying, while we experienced yet another significant travel disruption from COVID this quarter, we were pleased to see that the impact was less severe and of shorter duration than previous waves. Notably, the travel industry and traveling public, they prove more resilient with each passing wave, and we continue to expect a solid overall recovery in 2022, barring a change in the trajectory of course, the COVID front. I just want to chart this real quick for you. Expedia Group kind of trending sideways for most of the year. This is a trailing year, but hitting record highs today. And you can bet if we keep these gains, it'll be hitting those highs tomorrow as well.
All right, Jared Blickery, I know you're also watching shares of Zillow Group, that company also reporting earnings here in the after hours. Those shares have been bouncing around a bit here in the late session, but how did they do in their latest quarter?
Yeah, Zillow Group up 4% in after hours trading. And let me get to these numbers for the fourth quarter. Revenue coming in at $3.88 billion versus $789 million a year ago. IMT segment revenue, that came in at $483.2 million. The estimate was for just a little bit lower, $481.9 million. Their premier agent revenue, that came in at $353.8 million. Estimate was for a bit higher by about $5, $6 million, $359.4 million. And then home segment, that revenue came in at $3.35 billion. The estimate was for quite a bit lower, $2.31 billion. So that's where those gains were made. The mortgage segment revenue, finally, $50.8 million, and that is what the street was expecting. Do have some commentary here from the Zillow and co-founder, CEO Rich Barton. He's saying, more interestingly, we have major untapped business potential due to our leading audience, brand, partner, network, and R&D leadership. So again, Zillow here up about 4% in after hours trading, and we will chart this one as well. We can see it's been a steady slog down. They had some problems with one of their segments where they're experimenting with a turnkey solution for people selling their houses. That didn't quite work out, so trying to regroup here. Over the last 2 years, you can see just kind of coming back to earth after that excitement from the pandemic lows. Guys,